Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. The first broadcast of the Word of Grace took place on January 28, 1969, with the founding minister, the Reverend Donald Campbell. We are now entering into our 51st year. We are grateful to God for the comfort and inspiration which so many have received from the broadcast over the years. Financial support for our radio ministry comes from listeners throughout the Eastern Townships and beyond. We are grateful for the faithful support we have received. It is especially helpful to receive donations over the course of the year. Memorial donations given in memory of deceased relatives and friends may be made at any time. Our prayerful hope and expectation is that the broadcast will continue to be heard well into the future. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Remember also that you can access the program at any time on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Good morning. It is Sunday, the 12th of April, the first Sunday after Easter, and still we rejoice in the faith that Christ has died, Christ is risen, Christ will come again. Today we're looking at the story of Doubting Thomas in John chapter 20. My name is Nigel Parker, minister of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke. I and our supporters welcome you to this programme of the Word of Grace, being broadcast on CJMQ Radio to the Eastern Townships of Quebec and beyond. Begin with words of praise from Psalm 111. Praise the Lord. I will extol the Lord with all my heart, in the council of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are pondered by all who delight in them. Glorious and majestic are his deeds, and his righteousness endures for ever. He has caused his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant for ever.
Great is thy faithfulness, O God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not thy compassion, they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be.
Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness.
Let us turn to God in prayer. Let us pray. With our whole hearts, we praise you, Lord. We lift up our alleluias as people who sing and proclaim our faith, as people who gather to confess and to remember your redeeming work, as people who gather to read and to tell of your mighty works, of your faithfulness and of your grace. All glory belongs to you, God. You are gracious and compassionate. You provide us for all that we need. And remembering your promise to hear when we call, to answer when we knock, and to reveal yourself when we seek you. Glory to you, O God, our Maker. And we come in giving thanks for the wonder of your creation, the great theatre of your glory. Glory to you, O Christ. And we come praising you, for you overcame death and opened the gate of everlasting life to all who believe in you. Glory to you, Holy Spirit. We come praising you for your guidance, wisdom, and inspiration. Glory to you, our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Holy Trinity, source of all truth, love, hope, and joy, now and always. To begin again with you and with one another, we need to confess to you our sins. God, our Redeemer, in raising Christ from the dead, you showed us your power to defeat all that brings fear and sorrow to our lives. Yet when things go wrong, we confess we are sometimes uncertain how to find him. Like Thomas, we are unsure if we can trust the promise of resurrection. Forgive us when we struggle with doubt about your presence with us. Breathe your Spirit upon us and bring us the peace Christ promised. Friends, the risen Christ is present with us, speaking words of peace and forgiveness to us this day. Let us not doubt these gifts are for us. Let us be at peace with ourselves, with one another, and by the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, with God himself. Gracious God, as we listen to the scripture, increase our understanding by the power of your Spirit, shape our lives with your wisdom, and inspire your love through Christ, your living word. Amen. Our reading this morning is from John's Gospel, chapter 20, at verse 19 through to verse 31. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone's sins, their sins are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, also known as Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hand and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus performed many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. Amen.
Sing them over again to me, wonderful words of life. Let me more of their beauty see, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Christ the Blessed One gives to all wonderful words of life. Sinner, list to the loving call, wonderful words of life. All so freely given, wooing us to heaven. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Words of life and beauty, teach me faith and duty. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life. Beautiful words, wonderful words, wonderful words of life.
Conventional wisdom says that the resurrection and Pentecost experiences of the disciples were so profound and overwhelming that they transformed them from being a group of frightened and disillusioned followers of Jesus instantly into a fired-up bunch of fearless witnesses and evangelists. The experience was so undeniable that their lives were instantly turned upside down. Well, there is no doubt that their lives were turned upside down. But was it really as sudden as we have usually assumed? Or does it just seem that way because we are reading an edited summary of the highlights? The story of Doubting Thomas is one that often resonates with us. The man, full of questions and hesitations, is but a mirror and voice to so many in the resurrection narrative itself. For example, in Matthew's account of the resurrection, only the two Marys have encountered the risen Christ before we read of the disciples gathering on a hill in Galilee and Christ meeting them there. And it says in chapter 28 of verse 17 of Matthew, "When they saw him, they worshipped him, even though some of them doubted." It is Thomas who carried the name of doubter, but there were many more than him who doubted in those times. The experience of the resurrection of Jesus wasn't something that left no room for any possible doubt at all. It wasn't something that swept away every uncertainty and filled everybody with unshakable faith. As we read from John 20, Jesus met his disciples on the first day of the week, the day of resurrection. He showed himself alive, gave the promise of the Spirit, and sent them out as the Father sent Jesus, he says. Yet where were they a week later? Still behind locked doors. Except that Thomas has turned up. And what's more, the disciples' experience of the risen Christ and the Holy Spirit hasn't even changed them enough to convince Thomas. So the mission of being witnesses to the world is looking to be in shaky hands. But it is precisely that little community, with its mixture of faith and doubt that Jesus regards as being worthy of being his representatives on earth and entrusting his mission to them. Go into all the world and be my witnesses. All of us ask big questions about God and how God works, and our universe and how it works, and how do faith and science intersect, and what's my place in the universe, and how does prayer work or not work, and why do bad things happen to good people, why do children suffer, why do the wicked prosper? And maybe it's that particular combination, that when you're curious by nature, but cautious by nurture, because perhaps you've been hurt, perhaps even hurt by religion, that makes someone a doubting Thomas. And maybe today you're a lot like Thomas too. You can see yourself in his story. You've got that same blend of cautious curiosity. You wrestle with the big questions and you're slow to believe, not because you don't want to believe, but because you've been badly hurt by believing the wrong people and the wrong ideas, and so you need to see it for yourself before you believe. We call this particular man Doubting Thomas, and we judge his lack of faith. But this is the man who waited for a whole week for Jesus to show up, even though he said he didn't really believe that Jesus would show up. He couldn't believe that Jesus was alive again, and yet he waited with the others to see him anyway. He let his curiosity get the best of his caution. And then the passage says, even though the doors were locked, Jesus entered and stood among them. He said, peace be with you. And if you look back at verse 19 of John chapter 20, the beginning of our story today, you'll see that that is exactly what Jesus did for the other disciples. They were hiding behind locked doors, but Jesus still found a way inside and spoke a word of peace to them. And so Thomas got the same experience the rest of the disciples did. And Jesus told Thomas, do you believe because you see me? Happy are those who don't see and yet believe. Jesus was thinking of all the future generations of Christian believers when he said this. He was thinking about you and me and giving us a blessing because we believe in him. Even though we don't see him working miraculous signs, we don't see him walking around in resurrection power, but we still believe. Jesus wasn't scolding Thomas. He was blessing us. Even though quite a few of us could name the time and place when we were converted, others of us can't. And none of us found that everything about our life was utterly transformed on the spot. And we look back on it now as a turning point, rather than as the moment when we were all miraculously changed into the perfect people we were supposed to be. It was the turning point from which faith and hope and love began to take root and grow. Faith took root alongside our doubts and gradually became stronger. Hope took root alongside our despairs and gradually grew stronger. Courage took root alongside our fears and gradually grew stronger. Love took root alongside our apathies and gradually became stronger. Like the first disciples, we may well still have been huddled behind the locked doors of our fear and doubt a week later. But within a few years, those few disciples had carried the news to the ends of the known earth. And we ourselves are not the same people we were either from when before we believed. Conversion to a faith which conquers the powers of death and despair often but not always has a sudden and memorable beginning. But whether it does or not, it is always, always an ongoing process. So be sceptical, be doubtful, but be sceptical enough to doubt your own doubts. Be cautious not to be consumed by your hesitations. Maybe there are some things you doubt because you haven't found satisfactory answers to your big questions yet. Keep asking the big questions, but don't ever doubt Jesus' passionate love for you. Amen.
gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die, for we'll understand it better by and by. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for a thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by. Well, now, by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Sing now, by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we will tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Yes, we'll tell the story how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by.
Let us turn to God in prayer. We give you all thanks and praise, O God, for you have given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. In the first of your mighty deeds of power, you created the heavens and earth. You formed for yourself a people, and through the law and prophets, you led them on the broad road to life. Your Son and our brother, Jesus the Christ, came to us speaking words of peace and forgiveness. He was put to death by the enemies of life, but you kept your promise not to abandon your faithful one to death. You raised him up and freed him from death's power. And greeting us with hands still scarred, he stands with us in our fears, doubts, and trials, and protects us through faith for salvation into our glorious inheritance, boundless joy at your side forever. Risen Lord Jesus, in the evening when the disciples met, frightened behind locked doors, you came to them with words of peace. Breathe your spirit of peace and hope on all whose lives feel locked in and who struggle to cope. Life-giving God, we give you thanks, for Jesus has risen. He comes to us with words of peace. Lord, come to us all today. In government rooms where politicians meet, in laboratories where scientists seek cures, in businesses, in homes, where people feel hard-pressed and the future seems uncertain. Come with words of peace, on hospital wards where people are suffering, in care homes where people feel vulnerable, to staff who risk their lives for others. Come with words of peace. Lord, come to us, whenever we are afraid, whenever we are grieving. despite the doors which we must lock, the distance we must keep to protect ourselves and others. Hold us so that we do not shut out the world. Give us new resurrection hope and a desire to share the good news of your love at all times. Come to us with words of peace. In this Easter season, breathe on us again with your Spirit, for you have overcome evil and death itself. Renew us in the power of your Spirit, that we may open the doors of our hearts to bring words of peace to others. Renew us in the power of your Spirit, that we may have life in your name, and that we may be faithful in prayer and care. And hear us now as further we pray in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.